And you have two composers who really went out and sought out the special Hungarian folk music as part of this concert.
I think today we have a whole field of musical studies known as ethnomusicology. I mean, that's something where it's become quite an established field to study different types of musics from all over the world, you know, formal, non-formal, oral traditions, you know, all kinds of things, and try and understand more what music means from a more global perspective, you know, rather than just limiting ourselves to so-called art music, you know, classical music, stuff like that. And so the two of these composers, the two Hungarians represented on the program, were both very interested in studying and collecting some of this material from their native lands to different degrees. And in fact, Bartók, whose works is kind of the centerpiece of this program, he was really fascinated by this and is often looked at by many ethnomusicologists as one of the fathers of ethnomusicology. So it's neat to see what these composers did when they had been very interested in traditional melodies and different modes of music making, and they brought that into the framework of this more, kind of formal art music, classical music, and it creates just an incredibly vibrant effect, and you get these pieces that we can kind of understand the form, but they're full of different kinds of musical expression that we wouldn't necessarily expect to hear. And in fact, I think throughout the history of classical music, there's always bits and pieces of folk music drifting in. But these composers seem to be much more deliberate about bringing that folk element into the pieces. It's kind of the central element of what they're doing. And so I think that's one of the reasons why we grouped them together on this program, and why they're also particularly apt for Hungarian music, because Hungary, while it has a great classical tradition going back into the 18th and 19th centuries, it doesn't have the same kind of tradition that Vienna did, for example, just kind of up the river and part of the same empire. But Vienna had really attracted all the energy in classical music, and so Hungary doesn't have quite the same tradition of composers, but this program kind of brings some names up that may be a little less familiar who are connected to the music we're going to hear, and also represents what happened with these composers then later, you know, going into the 20th century when they began to really mine this whole tradition of Hungarian folk music.